Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, go on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever they ask for stars, and give us 5 stars, rate, comment, subscribe. All right. In the house today, we got Queen of Critics, Jasmine Lee. Say what up.
What's going on, y'all?
Queen of Critics here. And we got DC in the building. Say what up.
What's going on, peoples? How y'all doing?
You still didn't work. You wrote an opening and you didn't practice it again.
Damn, bro, I'll be forgetting, bro.
I gotta run it back because he recorded. No, he has an actual opening.
I had some exclusive shit, you feel me? But I don't even know where I put it at, man.
Oh man,
I know I wrote it down. That shit was kind of fire. I don't remember that shit.
I need you. I want to hear it.
I don't remember it. Sorry.
Next episode. Let me clear my baby lungs. Give me a second. All right. Cleared. This episode is the kickback edition of the QBPC. We got some special guests joining us today. You might remember them from season one. I forget which episode, but season one. All the way back to season one. Ziggy from ITM. Say what up.
Yeah.
Ziggy is a new stand-up comedian. Within the first month of stand-up comedy, you're already getting paid for a couple shows, bro.
Yes, sir.
So congrats to that. That's man. Congrats. Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate and on stages with real veterans of the game.
Like who?
Rashawn Reese, Ray Gibbs, Mary Radzinski, a couple other people.
Yeah. Anybody good recently? Yeah,
move your chair up real quick because it's making a squeaking noise with the shit in the back.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah.
Now move up more.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Now, anybody recently?
Rashawn Reese.
That was the most recent one.
December 22nd.
Yeah. Okay. And he has another show coming up in a week or two.
February 8th, Shark River Firehouse in Neptune, New Jersey.
So that's 4 shows within 2 months.
Yeah, and 2 more in March that I can't announce yet.
Yeah.
My dog.
Yeah. Congrats. Right away. Just right into it, bro. Shit. And we got Fresco back in the building. Fresco, say what up. You got a new single out recently.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? What's the plan? When's the next album?
When's the next performance? What are we looking at?
I'm just piling a bunch of music right now. And then I'm gonna just go through that and pick out what I like the most and then probably put out a project sometime soon. I don't got an exact date, but I'm just, like I said, I'm just getting the music together.
Mm.
Probably set up a show maybe towards the mid end of the summer.
And your video, I was going to say fuck with me, but then I took a hit and I forgot. Your video, Fuck With Me, was actually done by Itchy House Films. That's a huge, huge production company, you know. They made a fucking video for...
They shoot everybody. Everybody.
Everybody. So how'd you get the link up with them? Because I know they don't shoot with just anybody.
Yeah, definitely true. I got a couple of mutual friends, and they've been, passing on my music for years.
Mm.
And, you know, it just eventually built...
That relationship.
A relationship that they were like, I fuck with this kid, no pun intended. And they're we'll shoot the video.
That's UFO Thieves' newest video. That's who's using Itchy House Films, and he got Fat Joe in it and whatever. Yeah. So Itchy House has done, they work
shout
with
out
all
to
the
you.
Stars.
Yeah. Shout actually, out to man. You.
Thank you.
You know?
Found the plug.
We got a pop already, so we're gonna pop for everybody's accomplishments at the same time. Ziggy's already getting, within 2 months, done 4 shows, already getting paid for stand-up comedy. 2 more that we can't announce, we can't talk about, but we're talking about anyway. Fresco, he's got that video with the Itchy House Films, the single, and he's got an album coming out this year. Sometime this year, he's not telling us when yet, but he's gonna send us an exclusive track. Yeah, that's for sure.
I'll let you hear. I got some stuff.
Gotta let the Queen of Critics hear.
Fire on there too.
And the Questionable Behavior Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, has been rated top 100 in 2 different countries.
Woo!
All right, so shout out to our people in Australia. We're number 71 in the business category, business and careers category in Australia, and number 40 in Albania. So shout out to my people from Albania for supporting your own. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
So
what's up.
Keep listening.
Can't wait to
Let's
go to
get
Albania
us up
one day.
Let's get us up. You know, top 10, top 20. Let's get it. You
get
know
us,
what I mean?
Get us.
All right, let's pop it. Which direction? This way.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's lit.
All right, we're gonna jump right into our categories for the day. All right, we got, I'm gonna read them out and then we're gonna explain what they are later. Is that how I should do it?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, fine. So we got relationship proposal, So Derek's going to explain that. We got R. Kelly, the government shutdown, social media versus celebs, and New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
All right. So
let's get this started.
Let's get it started. All right. DC, explain to us what the relationship and proposal topic is all about.
I seen this shit on the gram. This shit was, it fucked me up, but it's true, though. Let me let y'all know what it is. Hold on, I wrote it down. If you propose to your girl and she say no, is the relationship over?
That's real shit.
Yeah. All right, for me, it's a wrap.
Yo,
I'll say next, but y'all go ahead.
Repeat that.
If you propose
to your girl and she says no, is the relationship over?
Yeah, that should have done. Embarrassing in front of mad people.
No, but listen, that's the question. Is it in front of mad people or just one-on-one?
Yeah,
it
shouldn't matter. All right.
No, it's like just either way. If you embarrass me, it's over.
Either way, what?
But right. One-on-one, you can say, like, you can ask why, and not, like, when you're in public, you can't be like, oh, but why are you?
it's more messed up
in public,
but if. You're a person that's still messed up, but like you seen it would have been over both ways.
You seen that guy at Madison Square Garden or wherever it was? Girl said no in front of like everybody at TV. That's over. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's done.
It's a wrap.
At least say yeah to me in public and then tell me no when
we go back in the car. Yeah. And shit.
Say, listen, I had to say yes. I didn't want to embarrass you, but.
Yeah, that's true. As a female, I'm going to say that. Like, it depends on, like, if I said no, I have to have, like, a really good reason. Mm. But I would give you the respect and be like, yes. And then when we get back to the car, I'd be like, listen.
Yeah. I know someone that did that.
This is the real
She said yes in public because, like, the whole family's and everything was there.
Like, yeah. Give me the eye wink or something. But I'm not, like, yes.
He said eye wink. Yeah. We got a Coca-Cola.
But, yo, I don't understand dudes that are proposing and the girl saying no. Like,
I
know somebody that happened to. I'm not going to say their name, but.
Okay.
You should know what's going on. Yeah.
So, do you know their reaction?
Like he proposed to her multiple times.
Damn.
And she was like, she kept saying no.
But why?
And eventually she said yeah.
But why did she say no?
So did it work?
He was persistent. Yeah. Like,
so. Did it eventually work out?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Yo, crazy.
I'm mad as hell you asked that. Like,
what? I wanted to know, bro.
I'm mad
you know, if it worked out. Niggas, it's like, good.
I'm
cool.
mad he kept asking. Yeah, like, there was like no reason for you
two
to
two or three
that.
Times.
Yeah, no. After the first time, like, and we sit down and we talk about it, you know what I'm saying? And we come to a conclusion.
But you don't know how he asked. Like, did he ask three times in public with like a whole thing?
Nigga, but he asked three times. It's just the fact that he asked three times.
No, but if we're chilling, we live together, and I asked, and she's like, no, not right now. It's like, all right, fine, maybe. But if I asked and I made a whole thing of it, and then I stuck around and did that again.
Okay.
Okay, fine, I did it the second time. But am I going to set it up again and do another thing for a third time? Like, is that even going to be serious now?
He's going to be like, look.
Are people going to take me seriously?
It doesn't even matter now.
Yeah, we engaged now.
We're married. We're married. By law, we're married now. How long was he with her for?
Like less than a year.
Damn.
I think like 8 months or some shit.
That's terrible.
Mm. Yeah, it was.
That's terrible.
Damn.
Wow.
But see, like, you know, people propose early, right? You go and you spend like $50,000-$60,000 on a wedding. For you spend what? Like $10,000 on a ring. And then you know, within a year, it's done. And you just spent all of that money.
All that money.
That's why I'm like, why even spend
that
money?
I thought the girl's dad was supposed to pay for all that.
Yeah. Sometimes, bro.
Ain't that like the tradition?
He's like, yo, I'm traditional.
Yo, for real, let's keep it traditional.
Yeah. I know this is 2019. We gotta keep it traditional.
Yeah, but it depends who the fuck the father of the girl is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably not going to happen. I would try it. Like, yo,
Your dad's gonna pay for this, right? Like,
your dad's gonna pay for your dad.
I would definitely ask that question.
Your dad got us, right?
Because I just want to know, like,
he's
what's
a good
our
man. He's
like?
A good
I just want to know what kind of wedding we're gonna have. So, is your dad covering or not?
Like, if not, go high. Like,
yeah.
Like, we split this.
He got five on it.
Because if not, I can rent out Taco Bell. You know, we got the Will You Marry Me hot sauce.
You're
you know,
a great
we'll make
cook.
Shit happen.
You're
but
a
if
great
he is,
cook.
We can go to the beach. You know. All right.
Okay, so that was the relationship proposal.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, now we're gonna jump right
into.
Wait,
hold on. I got a little addition to that. What about if you ask a girl out and she continues to say no? Do you to continue to ask her out?
Are you fucking or no?
Like, what do you mean ask out, like, on a date?
I mean, like, are you fucking to get a proposal, my nigga? Like, you clearly
No, that's different. That's different. That's different. Like, if you're asking a girl to be your girlfriend and she says no.
Yeah. Do you still, Do you still, like, try to work on...
Then the big variable is, like, are we fucking or not? Okay, if we are already, then it's really not that important if she says no. If we're not, then really? It's like, fuck. Like,
do people even ask somebody to be their girlfriend anymore?
I have no idea.
Really? Yes.
Yes. Oh, really?
And you should. Yes.
I guess, like, you could ask, like, so what is this? Like, that conversation. Like, I don't know if it's like, will you be my girlfriend? Yeah, like
that's no, I'm not finna ask.
Yeah,
you
like,
you're not gonna ask?
It's just gonna be known. Like,
yeah, like, so what's going on here? Like,
so you my girl? That's it?
I ain't hear nobody do that since, like, 97.
Nah, yeah, that's all I'm saying. Like, I
keep it old. Keep it old school. I like it old school.
Yeah, like traditional, traditional.
I keep it traditional. I keep it traditional.
Yeah. What was I ain't even gonna say that.
Go ahead. What you gotta say?
I was just gonna say the type of nigga I am, she gonna be like, ask me that. Like, so I'm gonna
right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Is that conversation gonna come up eventually?
She's gonna say, what is this?
She's gonna be like, yo, what you trying to do? Like, she, trust me, I'm good. I just had to think about that shit.
Had to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then from there, a nice jump from relationships and proposals. We're going to go to R. Kelly.
Inappropriate relationships.
Yeah.
Inappropriate relationships.
Yeah. So we're going to go to R. Kelly. All
right.
Stay in a relationship. I honestly didn't watch the whole thing.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of his shit.
I watched
all that shit.
Oh, yeah, so you guys gotta fill us in.
The last episode, I didn't see yet.
Hmm. All right. Well, it's like episodes.
Yes, it's a series. Yeah,
it's on Netflix. Like,
no, it's on Lifetime.
It's on Lifetime.
Mm. Yeah. That's funny as hell.
The one time, guys, are watching Lifetime.
No, but that's funny as hell, brother. You got R. Kelly on Lifetime.
Yo, the
he's just recruiting. Like, he's getting into your subconscious. Like,
yeah, I didn't think about
females are watching it. Like, ooh, maybe I want to be R. Kelly's.
The head of Me Too is in it. The founder of Me Too is in there.
What, R. Kelly tried to rape her too?
No, she's like talking out against about
I was like, damn, bro. I was like, did R. Kelly like start this like inadvertently? You know,
the thing about it is, it's like he been doing this. It's just
he
like
pissed on like a little girl. You got like
why y'all keep bringing this up? Like, I guess they just really want him to be in jail. I mean, they just really want him to be in jail. But it's like, bro, he's been
free publicity. His
streams have gone up. Like, for not like it's extremely crazy. Like 20 something percent or whatever. He's trending on iTunes.
That's crazy.
Yo, literally, like, that's throughout crazy. The entire documentary, they're like playing R. Kelly songs. They're like, yeah, so he raped this chick and everything like that or whatever, you know.
He's like, I believe I can
exactly, yeah. It's the remix to Ignition.
She's like, yeah, he raped me.
Yeah.
I believe I can touch the sky.
Yeah, like, it's fucking terrible. Shout out to Ezra Singer one time.
R. Kelly got hits and them shit's been like, he been literally telling everybody I've been doing this for
years.
Like,
I saw that video of like him in Africa recruiting apparently and shit. That shit was hilarious.
Yo, the one in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Would you like to come to America?
Yeah.
Yo, nah, he was like, did you get your shots?
Did you get your shots? Do you have your passport?
No fucking way.
Yes, fucking New Year's, man. On fucking New Year's. On fucking New Year's.
Yo, in front of everybody.
In front of everybody on national television. National television.
Do you have your passport?
Are
we going to have to get lawyers into this?
He asked, though, like, do you have your shots? Like, that's a whole...
Do you have your shots?
That's funny as hell, bro. That's what it takes to get into America.
He came there prepared. He's like, how can I recruit over here?
The justice system is wild, though, because every person in that documentary is technically assisting in the whole aid of taking these women, these young girls and stuff like that. Like, they're guilty as well. And that's the reason why they're doing this documentary, personally, I think, is because they're like, you know, fuck it. If anybody tries to, they can't really pursue any legal action. Like, I'm sure in the contract there's a guideline and why none of them are even pressing charges against R. Kelly right now. And they're just talking.
They probably don't have enough evidence at this point.
Fuck evidence. They'll get in trouble themselves. But, like, even the girls that are even in the, that have been caught and stuff like that. Like, I'm not trying to go against them or anything like that or whatever. You know, whatever happened, you know, that's your, you know, I'm all women, you know. But at the end of the day, like, you know, Shorty was saying she literally got up and walked out the front door. Like, you, like, that's how she left. Like, that's the, she was like, I was just over it.
That's a fact, though.
Like, so I was just over it.
I don't know, like,
and so I just walked out.
I don't know.
Was she like underage or
no, she was older?
She was 17 by that time or whatever.
Oh, but and underage.
She literally walked out of, like, she, like, my thing is, like, there was no Tom Cruise Mission Escape, like, Colombiana, yeah, like.
It's like they went there and their own free will. They were just underage.
On free will, and they left on free.
So that puts the responsibility on R. Kelly, though. To not have a 17-year-old come through to this
group. Oh, no, most definitely. You know what I mean? The fact is that they could leave at any time, but they don't.
Maybe they consent. Yeah, but
that's the point of Stockholm Syndrome and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I get that, true. But...
I don't know.
My thing is, like, I've been through stuff, and, like, you just wake up. Like, you just wake up, and I understand, like, you get up and you just walk out. I get that. That's there, but... You can't pee on me. You cannot pee on me. You cannot. One girl was saying, like, they had her eat shit. Like, I'm not eating shit.
One girl said, like, he made me eat shit.
Yeah, he made one of them eat shit. Like.
But she got up and left at any.
Her mom came and got her. Yeah, I've been doing some research.
Wait,
on this
the
shit.
Mom picked them up from R. Kelly house.
No, the mom picked her up when she was shooting the documentary in L.A.
Yeah. Wait, so where was the mom when she was eating shit?
That, well, like, the daughter, well, on her own, she was by that time legal. She's like 20, 21, 22.
Oh.
So she's so she was legal. There as okay. She's legal. She's a grown-ass woman. She can do what she wants to eat shit. She can eat shit. But my point is, I'm just like, you can't fuck with my head that much.
Nah, how you make somebody eat shit? Like,
oh, no.
There's sick people out there. There's sick people out
what,
there.
What if he's, like, singing in your ear? Serenade I believe you can eat shit.
Like, I believe in you.
Yeah, and he's like singing. You're gonna be like, oh, fine. What if you're like a big ass R. Kelly fan? You know what I mean? Like who right now a celebrity that like you're attracted to? Mm-hmm. You don't have celebrities you're attracted to? Like
no,
celebrities like, or rappers that you see that you're like, oh, he's hot.
No, they're just.
Chris Brown or some shit?
Chris Brown looks terrible now. When I was a kid, I had a Nelly on my planner.
All right, so let's say like Nelly, you know, he's just like, yo, Jazz, come through. You know what I mean?
He's like, yo, Jazz, come through. He's like,
and then, you know, you guys like, are like, you know, you're getting a little
shit.
Romantic.
He's like, eat shit.
No, you're getting a little romantic, kissing, whatever. Not yet. You're going crazy. Like, Nelly is kissing my neck. You know what I mean? That shit is wild. You know, and kissing your neck, now doing a little bit more, whatever.
I'm not even the shit. And he's like, no matter what
he's
you
a little
say.
Bit of poop. You know?
Where did you get this from, man? Like, how you just have this on demand?
Yo,
he says,
this guy does this all the time. Like, yo, like
you know,
like, where did shit come from?
Nelly all just
like,
the
time. Like, he pulls it out. Like,
yeah, right? Like, he just pulled it out of his pants. Like, yeah, I got something for you. Like, what?
I can't.
That shit off the fridge.
On a with a silver platter. Fresh poop.
Organic.
That shit got parsley on it.
It's just yeah, fresh. Steaming. Yeah, it's just steaming.
Organic poop.
Organic, yeah.
You might be like, ah, fuck it. I guess if this was going to take to get the Nelly.
No.
Just a little poop taste.
Just a little poop taste? No.
He said it's organic.
No. That's disgusting. This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, someone might have a weaker mind and eat the shit.
Where does all this R. Kelly shit steam from? Like, why did it just come out of nowhere? Like,
that shit lands hella random.
That's the point.
Around the Me Too time, like.
Yeah, the point is that they're supposedly trying to take down a lot of people because there's a lot of tension now on Jay-Z. I don't know if you noticed that.
Jay-Z, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, he's got a rape case out in Las Vegas. They're asking for his DNA. You got, Russell Simmons got accused. Mm-hmm. Even Charlamagne got accused, and nobody's paying attention to that yet. But I feel like that might come back on him.
He left, actually, Russell Simmons. He dipped out of this country. He's in, like, Ethiopia.
He's like, fuck this. Yeah, fuck this. Oh, he knows where to go. R. Kelly told him, go to Ethiopia.
I'm
but R. Kelly shit has been around because even like when these girls like I guess like a year ago were saying like, you know, they were like his personal slaves and he keeps them at like random houses and shit. You know what I mean?
So and he has like a
he like brainwashes them apparently. I don't know.
Housemaids or whatever and stuff. Mm-hmm. He targets like really insecure women also, and you know, women who are kind of like dealing in a difficult time in their lives and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's a fucking rapist.
Like, it's crazy.
You know what I mean? Oh yeah, like, yeah. Day, well, that's what that's what they do. That's what they do. But he also like got raped himself. His brother actually just did an interview, and they said how the person that molested them was their older sister.
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly's a redneck.
Oh my bad.
But that's fucked up.
It's always all the icons that get this kind of publicity too. Mm-hmm. You got R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, Prince.
They're doing actually something on Michael Jackson.
See, it's crazy. It's all the
let him
live, but that's not what I meant. Like, yeah. Let him
no, buddy was let telling me that.
Let him rest in peace.
No, buddy was telling me that the two grown kids that were in the bed were the accusers or whatever, their parents found them, made a film about it, and it's gonna be, I believe, in the Sundance Film Festival, maybe. I believe. Don't quote me. I might be wrong, but it's gonna be premiering.
I don't know like the full thing, but I remember. I think like one of the kids that accused him was like supposed to die within like a certain amount of months.
Holy shit!
But then he's still alive.
Like, yeah, I heard.
You know what I mean? Like, but they accused him. But the whole reason like he got into the house was because he said that like, you know, he's supposed to die, and Michael Jackson took him to Never Neverland. It's like his dying wish and whatnot. And then 5 years later, the kid's still alive, like suing him for molesting him and shit. Like,
damn.
Yeah,
he's got the magic stick. Sorry, that was wrong. Sorry.
Damn it. At least the woman said it.
Right? Yeah, right? It was just like the. Because he was. I gotta drop that one, sorry.
Yeah, you dropped the ball.
That one,
Damn. It was a fucked up show. Thankfully, there's no censorship.
Kiss that top 100 goodbye.
That's it. It's done. We had it for about a while. For a little while.
That popper was nice.
Yeah, the popper was nice. Let's pop for. All right. We jump into the next topic. Are we? Was that enough inappropriateness?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, cool. That's enough inappropriateness. Yeah,
that's true.
Such another inappropriate kind of relationship. Yeah. The government shut down.
But R. Kelly does need to go to jail or something.
Yeah, send him to jail. Yeah,
statutory rape times 15 or something.
Yo, did y'all ever see the original video from like back in the day?
When he peed on
it? Yeah, yo.
No, I didn't see that.
I saw that.
You saw that? You saw him actually peeing on it?
That was him. There's no way that was anybody else. It was him.
He told his brother to like take some type of blame for it, and he was gonna give him a record deal, a one-time record deal, and like 100k.
Oh.
Yeah,
and you'd be like,
but during that time,
and all you got, like, all you gotta say is like, yeah, I pissed on her.
On a 14-year-old.
I don't think he would have said. 14. Oh my!
And how old was he?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, but
going to your lawyer.
He wasn't like 18 or nothing.
Nah,
he was like in his 20s. Like,
grown ass man.
Oh my god,
R. Kelly was 27. 27.
What?
He's rolling up at high schools or middle schools or whatever.
Up this shit like,
yeah.
What is you doing, bro?
But they should have thought that when he married Aaliyah at like 15, yeah, right?
That's true.
Yeah, they said Dame Dash was saying that he actually, Aaliyah was saying that he's like a monster. Like, she don't like talking about it.
Yeah,
apparently she had a miscarriage or maybe an abortion or something like that. She's pregnant.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I can't.
I mean, besides that, yeah, 15 peas on a 14-year-old. Like, yo, this shit. It was like this shit was like 20 years ago.
It was 20 years ago. This
is when you make the video. It's like as if like, you know, like this shit.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it coming out now?
And then they're playing the lyrics, and he's basically talking about that shit. Like, you know,
I don't know. Nobody paid attention. The Me Too movement is.
I never listened to him like that to pay attention to those rapey lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
They did it at the top of the year too. Like, bam.
Yeah, here we go. 2019.
Yeah, it was R. Kelly. What day was that released, DC? Like January 3rd or something? Like
the week of the New Year.
Yeah.
You're trying to get him out of here for 2019.
Out of here. Yeah, no, the Mute R. Kelly movement is apparently going.
Man,
they're trying to, they got him off of Spotify, and apparently they're trying to get him off of Apple.
He's doing some shit to counter this. I don't know what it is, but he's doing some shit.
He tried to make a Surviving Lies page, and Facebook took it down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He made a Facebook page. where he was gonna debunk every single woman or something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that's what happened. He actually exposed text messages. So they kind of like waited for him to release some like information, and they were like,
oh, he exposed some text messages?
Yeah, so he was like, boom. They were like, boom, this like, what is it called? Like messes with their guidelines, you know? So they were able to take it out.
That's crazy. Fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah, good old R. Kelly.
It's just, like I said, free publicity right now for him. Unless like they put him in jail right now, it's just free publicity.
Like I said, he's got the top streaming right now.
Yeah.
He's making money.
It's crazy. Yeah, he's making money.
He was at a club for his birthday, but he's actually in the hospital right now for anxiety attacks.
There he is.
All right. So next topic, we're going to talk about the government shutdown.
No, taxes.
The only thing I know is that, like, it's fucking with our tax returns. And Trump wants the wall being built.
Bro.
So, all right, what do you guys have to say about it first?
Is it true that nobody getting their W-2s because of this?
I don't know.
Because they still taking taxes out my check. If it's shut down, my taxes.
You are definitely still going to get your taxes taken out, but you are not going to get your taxes.
Eventually, you'll get them. It's just slowing it down. Eventually, you'll get them. It's just slowing everything down. But eventually, you'll get them.
Yeah.
They should slow down taking taxes out of my check.
He said he either gets his wall or a steel brigade.
But you know what? You know what's crazy?
Like with the spikes.
So Bush started building this wall, but he had a fence. All right, so I guess Trump probably made it better because it's a wall. So Bush had a fence, and he started building it.
Yeah,
that fence and wall, whatever, has not stopped being built yet, even till today. From Bush through Obama till Trump, that shit has never stopped being built. It just turned into a wall now, and now I guess they're stopping that from being built, and now Trump's pissed. But it don't. Get it twisted. There's like 1,000 miles of fence that was built during the Bush and Obama campaign.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they funded it from the Trump campaign yet. They probably did already, and then they just stopped the funding to it. So from the get-go, they should have never probably started doing that fence bullshit.
What blows my mind,
you know what I mean? They should have just never done that shit for the last 12 years.
He has a fucking fence up. Like, niggas... don't have no other way of getting here.
Yeah,
like,
bro. It's so, it's, yo, bro, they just
why are you
that
building
shit,
it? Why are
it's
you just stopping people down. From getting checks? The TSA, they about to let anybody up in here.
Right.
Like,
but
yeah, like it's just like he bugging, bro. Like he wilding right now because I never seen a president throw a tantrum like this and make us
he walked out,
this is like that similar to that fucking Christie shutdown in New Jersey, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
But he walked out of the
but this is the whole United States.
He walked out of the conference that he had with the two people or whatever. He was supposed to have like a deliberation or whatever, and they were supposed to come to like some type of compromise. And he didn't. He walked out. He was like, either I get my wall or I'm out. And they were like, no. And then he was like, okay, bye.
Damn.
And they were like, what? Like, let's talk about this.
Mm.
He's like, no, I want my wall.
Yeah, I read somewhere that like most of the illegal immigrants in this country came here on visas anyway. And then the shit like expired.
Mm.
I believe that too.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's true. I just read that somewhere.
I don't know if that's... But a lot of... No, but yeah. So a lot of... You're right about that. A lot of people come here and let their visa expire and then get legal paperwork. Yeah. So a lot of them do that. Yeah. So, but I guess for whatever reason... But a lot of people do come through Mexico, not just Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? Like people of all like nationalities
go to
Mexico and come through. Yeah. Yeah, just to come. They used to come through Canada, but I don't know how, but they stopped that shit. But now, apparently, through Canada is much harder, but through fucking Mexico is still easy.
Oh, yeah, because Canada don't play around.
So,
like, don't bring that drama over here.
What about all the other states? Just go through Louisiana or something, like,
There's no real. Nobody. Is there?
Yeah, they go anywhere else. I go right around.
They go through there.
I think you can go right through there.
So they ain't building a wall over there.
It depends on like the ocean.
No, no. There's like pieces of fence across the border, but like there's definitely holes through that shit.
Yeah.
Go right around.
There's tunnels and all kinds of crazy shit.
You remember the other fucking El Chapo tunnels? Yeah. You know, they were getting all types of drugs in here.
What about the slave tunnels? Hello.
Just like, it just blows my mind. Like, if they want to, if people want to get into this country, they're going to get in this country, bro. You focusing on building a wall in one certain part of our country.
Yeah, like, it's a waste of money.
Bugging.
So I'm thinking he's going to profit off that shit a lot because he probably, you know, he has the right companies to go and get the contracts and all that.
They
said. So you got to find where, like the contractors that are eventually going to build that wall and supply that material and all that shit, find out who's getting that money eventually.
If it'll lead back somewhere.
It'll lead back to something. That's why that shit is being built for some reason. There's somebody's winning a lot from that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be building it.
Trying to make some type of division.
You know, why are you going so hard for that?
So imagine this. This fence that's been being built for like 10 years. That shit has kept jobs for people for 10 years.
Yeah.
And some company that's building that shit has been profiting for 10 straight years because they have people there working. You know what I mean? So who the fuck made that money that they couldn't stop making a fence? What was that?
It gotta be about money because he bugging.
What'd you say?
Like, build this fence. Like, chill out,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Whoever's investing in that shit. All right. So are we done with Trump? Keep in mind, nobody from the Questionable Behavior podcast crew voted in the last voting thing.
If you guys paid attention to our last episode or follow us on Instagram, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram @_QBPC.
Nice plug. All right.
That was nice.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll jump to the next topic. Anybody got any other comments on Trump?
Or government shutdown.
He a dickhead.
Yeah. But honestly, I hope this shit gets figured out so I get my fucking check. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel that.
I got plans for
that. I wanted to ask him a comedy question, though. Do like, you, like, joke about Trump and stuff like that on any of them? How do you feel about that? Because I know a lot of, like, comedians, they talk about it. Yeah, they jump on it.
I don't really get into politics, not even for that. Just, I don't pay attention. It's a joke to me, so.
Yeah.
You don't
pay attention to yourself, so you're not
getting the joke. Like,
I think politics is a joke itself.
What do you think about people that do you like the jokes that like people do, like when you go to like other people's set and stuff like that? Like
I find it funny in anything.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's my lane to talk about politics and stuff like that.
Mm. I feel like it would be harder on like a comedian.
I went to a Wanda Sykes show and people left because she made comments about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, bro, at the end of the day, like, I don't care. First of all, if I'm a Trump supporter, if I'm a Hillary supporter, I don't fucking... If you're making a joke and you're a comedian and your job is to be make a fucking joke, like, my political beliefs are not in my fucking blood, for fuck's sake. You know, any fucking given day, I could vote Democrat or Republican, depending on who the fuck I like better at that moment. Why do people get so fucking... You know, so into it, like,
so coded
oh, this
to
is
it.
Me.
Everybody's all
like,
about labels.
I feel like people that don't have any like sense of belonging want to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Her defense was, "I'm a black lesbian. What do you expect? He don't like neither or." So
that's funny.
That's fucking true.
Yeah, it's just like, why are you getting so upset? You went there to laugh. Just laugh.
Just laugh.
If it's funny, it's funny.
Or don't laugh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I make fun of you and if it's funny, you're not going to laugh? Like, yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah.
That's it. But all right, so fuck Trump. next topic: social media.
There goes our ratings.
Another, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just going down.
I meant the Trump category. Right? I meant the Trump category. Him as a person. I don't know.
We don't know. Come on.
I don't know, but I swear, if I was dating his daughter, I'd be a hell of a
What
Trump
if he
supporter.
Asked to do like an interview with us?
Oh hell yeah! What the fuck, are you kidding
That'd
me?
Be fun.
He'd be
That'd
here
be great.
Immediately.
I would love that.
Why would I say no to that?
And this would be like, quit your job right now and get over here. I will pay for the Uber all the way from Long Island right now.
we're doing this. Trump, come through. We're gonna have a nice conversation.
Yeah, let's go, Trump.
I would like to know, like, why? You know, why? Sometimes
we got a lot of questions.
Like,
I got
what's
so
the point
many questions.
Of like that, you know what I mean?
I have so many questions. If we could get him in here, oh my god, so many questions.
All right, so the next one, we're going to do social media versus celeb. So basically, I just want to like talk about the influence that social media has given celebrities much more than before. Like, you know.
And life. The controversy. with celebs. It controls their life.
It does. Like, oh, there's that Instagram thing on.
They have to make like a Netflix public announcement through Instagram.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've been noticing that. Like, when like people fuck up, like celebrities fuck up, they go straight to the gram. Like,
yeah, and they put an announcement there. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's just a gift and a curse.
But like now, for example, like we, you know, let's say we were just talking politics. So, you know, let's say Chris Brown is talking about politics and he has millions of followers. Now people are going to believe like Chris Brown's political views or whatever. That's just one example. Who the fuck is Chris Brown to know anything about politics? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That to it be able to influence so many people towards like a certain topic or idea or whatever. That's
life.
Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. I guess. True. But it's just like, why do we have to believe what they believe? Why can't we just enjoy an artist or like their music and whatever? It's not always true, but it is sometimes.
Everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very true. Yeah. Yeah. Some people are like, hell yeah, Kanye. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of more Midwestern fucking country, I mean, states are listening to Kanye right now. Yeah. He's bumping in Louisiana.
He almost like contradicted his whole career with that one move. Right.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, but
people are still going to listen to him.
He still did.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He's just showing, I guess, maybe he's showing everybody, don't pay attention to him. I always think Kanye is 10 steps ahead. You know what I'm saying? I feel like even when he put that hat on, I'm like, what's the plan, bro? Like, there's a plan. He's not doing this shit for no reason.
For albums.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Trying to shake shit up.
I'm just, like, waiting. Like, I'm just listening. I'm just, like, waiting. Like, where the fuck?
He did that.
I want to be like, that's why.
That's what he wants y'all to think.
You see? That's my guy.
Imagine.
He's just being a damn.
He's going to be like Trump's vice president in the next term and shit. I knew he had a fucking reason.
I knew it.
But he did that with Bush when he said, George Bush don't like black people. And then you turn around and now you're a Trump supporter. It's like,
yeah, bro.
What side are you playing on right now? Mm-hmm. But Kanye's always been my favorite.
He hated Obama too. Well, that's because Obama didn't.
Obama didn't like his wife. Obama didn't like his wife. They didn't like the Kardashians.
I guess.
So that's understandable.
She's getting some political fucking backing now. She did a couple of things.
She is the princess. What did they call her?
She did the prison reform thing.
She's the princess of prison reform. They call her.
Yeah, you see that? That's a fucking Kanye move right there. Yeah, more political fucking.
That man is smart.
Accolades.
That man's smart.
Yeah. Yeah. That man's smart.
He is though. He's a musical genius. I give him that.
That's
a fact.
What about the Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Oh my god! I mean, that guy.
He's influencing so much political stuff. I don't know if people realize that because we don't know if he's like I don't know if he's locked up or not. Like. Who releases a public statement to a radio station? Who does that?
He did?
The FBI, the FBI supposedly released a public statement to the Ebro, old man Ebro.
The FBI?
Exactly.
About what? What did they say?
About Tekashi. Like, why he got locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Ebro working with the feds?
That's what they was. I read something like that, too.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
See, I didn't know any of that shit.
He's supposed to be for the culture, bro.
Yeah.
Speak for someone else.
Yeah, why Ebro?
And his lawyer has, like, a whole Instagram account, like, and is just, like, giving updates and stuff. He bought his girl a brand new Range Rover, some shit. And I'm just like, how?
From jail.
How, Sway? How? How did you do that from jail? Meanwhile, he can't even make bail right now. He's like trying to get the money together, make bail.
I thought they
bought his mom a new car too.
I thought they wasn't giving him bail. Because he offered them like $1.3 million, yeah, but they wasn't going to take it.
Oh, they didn't? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's what it was?
The last time I read it, he was going to offer some wild, obnoxious number.
But you get your bail money back, so.
They wasn't trying to hear that.
Yeah, we're like,
so it's like, yeah.
He has. It doesn't matter though to get it together and.
He been causing too much havoc.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But did he really cause havoc or is this just a show?
They want his head when he get out.
But he made the smart moves before he got locked up though. Before, like, he knew the feds was coming because right before he got locked up, he went on the Breakfast Club, and he said, "I renounce this. I renounce." He did. What if his lawyer is his lawyer? They set him up right. They were like, listen, just go on there, do this quick interview and stuff like that. And they're like, and da da da, and they're like, you'll be just fine.
I think they said he was safer in jail than he was in the street.
Yeah. They said he ran. They ran up in his mom's house, I heard, while he was in Dubai.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wild, bro.
He did too much. He was in Chicago, Houston, Wild. You're the wrong.
Did you guys see that Chicago video, how he fucked with everybody over there?
He moves around a lot.
Bro, he was going to get killed, bro.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
They want his head.
He was wilding. Yeah.
No, maybe he's not even in jail. He's just hiding.
Could be. I mean, Tupac is still around there somewhere.
Did anybody see? Did they have a video of like him behind cuffs? Tupac, man.
Huh?
Did they have a video of Tekashi in cuffs going into like a police car?
No, they had nothing. That's what I'm saying. That's weird. Nothing. But his girl released, and then his girl.
Everybody has a video of them getting arrested, bro. His, DMX had a camera guy inside the fucking place. Like,
his girl released a picture of him with them two together.
I thought it was another girl. Oso
Jade is her name.
No, no, no. It's not his actual girlfriend. It was a different chick that was in the thing. His girlfriend is pissed.
Yeah.
And like, no, that's his baby mother. That's not.
That was his baby. Yeah, his baby mother was pissed off. The girl that he took a picture with is his girlfriend. Yeah. But anyway, in any case, she took a picture with him and posted it on the gram. Like, and it looks like a straight edited prison picture, to be honest with you. And my guy got his hair braided. Like, who doing your hair in jail? Who doing
that's
your
fucking,
hair?
That's fucking, that's, yo, that's
I know
hilarious.
She ain't
I didn't even
go there to do
yo,
his hair.
You're telling me there's another dude braiding your hair, Tekashi?
I don't know, man. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do my man's shit, hair, but I don't know.
Braid your hair in jail?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Somebody gotta braid your hair in jail.
Yeah, right, yo.
Yeah,
yeah, you can do me real quick, bro.
Can you? Nah, my tracks is coming out, man. Just touch me up real quick.
You get like
my girl coming.
It's my girl.
I guess.
Okay. Somebody's.
I ain't about
haircut.
To sit between your legs and shit, though. No. Like, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I stand up and do that shit.
I'm gonna sit in a chair. I'm gonna sit on the edge of the bed.
Sit right here. I'm gonna sit on the chair.
Yeah, don't even sit on the edge of the bed. Like, don't even sit on the edge of the bed.
I'm
just grab a chair.
You gotta be on the top bunk. Yeah, like, break my head. For real.
We're gonna figure this out a different way.
Stand up and do that shit.
I'm gonna sit on the toilet while you.
I'm gonna meet you right at the barber chair. Break my shit in the barber chair. It's over for that.
Oh man. But, yeah, right, social media celebrities. But what about them using it in a positive direction? Like Will Smith. Shout out to Will Smith. He's like taking that social media stuff to a whole another level.
Yeah, he is positive.
He's like made for that shit.
He does like challenges and stuff like that. You know.
No, I'll be honest. I don't really follow his shit like that. So I gotta follow him. Like.
It should be on my
phone.
Wow.
And watch
you don't follow
like
Will Smith?
Yeah.
How do you not follow Will Smith?
I don't know. Yeah, that's it. I guess
that's
just
surprised me, though. Like, it's Will Smith. Like, I expect shit like
it's
that.
Crazy.
You know?
I've
seen
really
a lot of his
excited.
Posts. Like, I don't know why I don't follow him. I should follow him, maybe. My bad, Will. When you come on the show, I'll follow you. How about that? No.
There you go. Now you gotta stand your ground. Now you gotta stick by
it's fine.
It.
I could always lurk. You,
you
know
weren't
what I'm
even. You
I could always
even
like lurk
it.
And shit like that. You know, just
he wasn't
look
even
up Will Smith.
It.
He'll never know.
You guys pushing down about top 500 right now.
The race just keep going. Really? We just keep
digging a hole. It gets deeper and deeper every minute of the episode. Oh shit! By the time we're done. We'll be top 100 in zero countries.
You be top 100 Antarctica or something.
North Korea, like they like us. All right, so we went there. All right, now New Year's resolutions. Anybody got any resolutions or anything? Doesn't have to
what
be a resolution. But resolutions, I feel like, are things that you plan on doing and you never do.
They
this year.
Said that.
So, what do you actually want to do this year?
I got a plug in for that. Right, they actually there was an article released. That said that it takes 61 days to break a habit, to realize a habit that they need to break. So they said 61 days from January 1st, which is New Year's, you shouldn't start your New Year's resolution until March, which is 61 days after. Mm-hmm. And they said that way you'll be more effective because you'll realize, you'll start to see like little things that you're doing. You're just like, I don't really like doing this anymore. Like, and you'll be able to make a change in March.
Mm. You know what? That's kind of like what I believe in. Why do it today and just do it tomorrow instead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't see that like there's something wrong with that shit.
Right? No.
You guys don't see that. Everybody's like, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean? Yeah. do it today. Don't do it tomorrow. What the fuck? Why wait till March? Just start doing something. Oh, and then, oh, you know.
I thought you said it that way the first time.
No, I said. Do for a little, it just, you know, it just sounds like the biggest procrastinating statement. Yeah. And that's coming from a procrastinator. So.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, they're just saying, they're just, well, they're just saying that, like, you know, just exactly, that they're like, just start living. And then you, by March, you'll realize, like, something that you're just like, I want to exercise every day. Like, okay, now I'm ready to exercise every day. Like, but it's why, just natural.
What I'm saying is, like, just do it in January. Fuck it.
Exactly. Just do it. But you don't need to put so much pressure on yourself. Like, at the end of the day, as much as you want to be like, do it today, not tomorrow. Be positive all the time. Like, you're still a human being, and you still have emotions, and you still are a fuck up. I'm sorry.
True.
You didn't even wait till a new year. Why did you?
Why did you even wait?
That's true.
Yeah, you should have been doing that shit.
Exactly. So that's a new year's.
Speaking of, I started working out a week ago.
He did.
It's been constant for like 6 days. Shout out to Adrian from Quantum Slit. He set me up with a workout and diet plan. If you guys want to hit him up on Instagram, Adrian Reed. Or look up Quantum Split, and he can hook you up, too.
Yes.
Damn, that's a good plug, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. but, yeah, so I just basically follow exactly what he told me every day, and my body's been in pain all fucking week. Like, the one time, so on leg day, I couldn't finish leg day because... So, I was going to do barbell lunges or whatever. You know what I mean? You grab the two dumbbells on your side, and you lunge down with one. All right, so I go down there to grab them, and there's this chick, like, deadlifting, like, 45s on each side, plus some, you know what I mean? And she's deadlifting that, like, huh. And I'm like, fuck, bro. I was going to grab the 20s just to test myself out. I'm like, fuck that, bro. I'll grab the 40s. I go down with the one leg, get up, the next leg, get up. I was done, bro. I put them down. I was done. I couldn't even fucking... I just went on a treadmill on like 3 miles an hour on the incline. I was finished. But my leg's been hurting ever since. I was like, damn, this chick fooled me, bro.
Did you stretch, bro?
I did stretch a little bit. I did like a couple of workouts before that. But then when I got to that, after that, I was done. I just got right into the treadmill. I'm like, fuck. Because I was like, yo, I'm not going to grab 20s if she's like lifting 45.
Man, you gotta worry about that,
she was skinny
too.
I know. I don't got it. I know. But like, you know what? It made me think like, oh, if she's doing 45s, then oh, I might be good with 40s.
She's probably been working out.
Exactly,
for years,
bro. Like, exactly.
She probably like eats, breathes, lives.
She could probably like fucking squat me and shit, bro. I know that for a fact now after my fucking hamstrings been hurting for a week.
And she's just doing fine. She's probably out partying right now.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting chilling. Ready. Like, get ready
that,
with the
she
girls.
She does that every day and shit. Like
skinny and proud, man.
I'm over there like, oh, done. I was trying to like not to hold my hamstring and look hurt. You know what I mean? Like limp out of there.
He's limping
like,
away.
Cursing her out like fucking bitch. Who told you to do 45?
Oh yeah, you called me. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh yeah, I'm just putting these down.
But yeah,
me and the gym not talking.
Yeah. No.
I only gym. I'm hitting the Jim Beam. That's about it. Henny Craig. That's
it. Henny Craig. I like that.
All right. Any other? What do you plan on doing this year, Derek?
Trying to increase my. Salary.
Yo, yeah,
trying to get more money.
Let's get this bread.
That's my resolution.
Get to the bag.
That's it's pretty much always been my, always will be my resolution. Just try to
get more money.
Just try to get more money and just live more healthier. That's it, pretty much. That's that's always my shit to go to. Focus on.
First go anything?
I'm gonna just piggyback off of that. Like try to get more bread and. Just try to be happier, like just live more, not really worry about shit. Cause I'll be overthinking stuff too much, so I just want to let go a little bit this year.
I feel you.
I like that.
And just put the music out.
Yeah. I like letting
just
go.
Get it out easy.
Exactly.
Just, you know what I mean? No pressure.
What about you, man?
I'm just trying. You know, I want to quit working 9-to-5 jobs. Just make money off comedy, doing something fun so it don't feel like work. Just get paid for it and that's it.
Yeah, that's the goal, man. So everybody's trying to do is just have fun, work, but do what they love. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you gotta
balance
do what gives you the most money at this moment. So,
but also have a balance. Don't forget to do what makes you happy, guys. Don't make it all about money and everything like that. Money isn't everything.
I agree.
You know, that's at the end of the day, it's about, you know, just as long as you're doing what your purpose is and you're doing good out there and you're doing stuff positive and everything like that, you'll be just fine. You'll always be taken care of, you know?
What's your resolution, your New Year's?
Oh, my New Year's resolution? I'm just trying to balance myself out. I just want to be more dedicated to myself and be more, and just trust the process, you know, and trust myself. And I don't know if anybody's spirits going to be like, God got me, you know what I'm saying? That's my homie, you know? So I'm just trying to trust that more, you know? And I know what everything we got going on. Shout out to the podcast, you know? I don't know how long we're going to be rated on top 100, but you know, but we taking over this year, and it's huge. You know, I got a couple of projects I'm working on. You know, and I'm excited for everything. You know, and it's a big year. You know, it's a big year.
For sure. Yo, Julian, you want to get on the mic real quick?
Yeah, man. And tell us what you got to tell us your New Year's resolution, man.
Here you go. Mm-hmm. No, right here. Never mind.
New Year's resolution is to be more patient. Things are coming into view, you know, things are coming together. So, you know, just keep the faith alive. Keep going to, like, you know, so it keeps growing, like this beard. I'm trying to grow this beard.
That's the symbol. That's like the symbolism behind it.
I'm not going to give up on it, you know? I'm not going to give up on it.
Yeah.
Don't give up on that beard, man. I mean,
you actually, like, have, like, a thick beard coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get none of that.
I remember people were laughing at me. I'm just like, don't worry.
Dude, you're laughing now, but wait till this shit is a chance.
His beard's going to grow so long, it's going to go out and smack people.
But it's also about, like, ambition and stuff like that, just to keep everything going, keep going for new heights and stuff, and keep reaching your different peaks and stuff, you know?
Yeah, for real, bro. For real. Let one step forward lead to the next.
Amen. You're so deep. He has his little, like, plugins where he's, like, so, like, I feel like he
I'm like
reads
a philosopher.
I think he reads, like, this like quote book or something, and that has to be like,
actually that's original. That just straight comes from the heart.
I heard Rev run.
Yo, did you guys
actually,
yo,
I heard Rev.
Did you hear
Russell Simmons wrote that?
But when Joe Budden was on the show with Academics, and Academics says, oh, I think his lyrics come from the heart, and they start laughing at him like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I forget who he was referenced to, but he's like, I really feel like his lyrics come from the heart, you know? And they start cracking up.
Nobody's lyrics. Well, no. People's lyrics come from the heart.
Yeah, but that's how you're going to describe it? Like, that's how, you know, you're... That's what you're going to do it on the show? I really think, you know, like Fresco, like his music, I really think can come from the heart.
Every once in a while, I'll get one of those out, but I'll just be having fun.
I think it comes from the heart, you know? Like,
yeah.
Not his talent, not the music, but from the heart, directly.
I like, yeah. Well, I'm more of like instrumental. Like, I love the instrumental stuff. Shout out to Isaiah Serenade and Buddy Lofton. That performance was dope last night.
See, I told you. I told you Buddy was whispering in her ear to mention that.
Bullshit. No, I'm like still blown away. Shout out to Classic.
No, shout out to Buddy for real, though, because he's been helping out the show. He's referencing some great guests for
us. It was at Revolution Bar in Long Island. I keep telling y'all to come out to Long Island. I know it's far.
Yo, that's
so
far as hell.
Meanwhile, now you see my dedication. You see my dedication. But I was at Revolution Bar. It was really dope. It was very, very dope.
That was it?
Maybe. It might have been.
No, I think that was Staten Island.
Staten Island. Yeah. Long Island. I don't know. We were definitely there.
Where?
I don't even remember.
It's somewhere in Long Island. It might have been what you were talking about, but we don't remember the name of that little venue.
Oh, you guys were at the venue last night?
No,
not last night. Oh. No, another time.
They went around. You guys, both of you together. Like, you guys went around New York. You performed in a lot of places before, right? Like, that's kind of, that was your push.
Yeah, I just don't remember what the event. That's what we were looking at each other. Like, that might have been that place. I don't know.
It had like a big R with a star in the back.
I wouldn't remember. This was years ago.
Yeah, it's a couple years ago. Yeah.
Well, Long Island, we had Louis E. Strauss, I think, or something like that, where he did that really bad joke about the shootings, school shootings.
Damn. You made a joke about that.
He's one of the top comedians, but that's how he jokes. You know who I'm talking about? His name is like Louis something.
Louis C.K.
Yeah, Louis C.K.
He got caught in the Me Too movement also.
He's done. Shout out to Long Island, because we got a lot of people. You know what?
Like, they were saying that he either, like, he jerked off.
He jerked
in
off
in the room,
yes,
while, like, his co-star was sleeping or some shit.
And then actually after that show in Long Island, they said that he texted a couple girls and asked them if he could jerk off in front of them. And that's, he actually did. Yeah.
That sounds like a usual club night for some of us.
That sounds like Thursday.
Hey. Yeah, that drunk text. Like,
you know. Hey, it's Thursday. What's going on? You want to come through the hotel room and watch me jerk off real quick?
So that's what happened. And so he's in a lot of heat right
How
now.
How does that text go? Like?
See, it's only because he's a superstar. If he was regular, that would have never even mattered.
Well, they're just trying to use him as examples. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, it makes sense, though, because it's only people only even care when it is somebody.
Yeah.
How about Kevin Spacey? He when they caught him with that shit, he came out instead with an apology. He was like, "Well, I'm gay." You know, that was his excuse. Well, sorry, I'm gay.
How could that happen? But, I'm gay.
Yeah. Oh, no. But it was boys. Like he was doing it to boys, and they were like younger also. And he was like coming out to boys. But instead of like coming out with an apology, his letter was like. Oh yeah, I'm gay.
So that makes it okay. Like,
oh, there's different the rules. Closet, like, oh, is there like different rules? Like, you know, for, there if you're was, gay and you're raping.
There's a politician actually. No, he's a donator or something like that under fire right now because he actually killed. Well, they said it's suspicions right now.
The black boy.
The two black prostitutes. Yeah, the second time. Two black prostitutes.
Oh, yeah, Ed Buck or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Two black prostitutes have died in his home with drug paraphernalia surrounded by him.
They were boys.
Like cocaine. Yeah, boys. Talking about like cocaine and everything.
What does he do?
He donates money to like politicians or something. Mm. But like to the Democrats. He's like to the Democrats though. Like for the homosexuals and everything. He's openly homosexual as well.
But how do you get away with one dead boy in your house?
Yeah, and you got two.
They got two. And like people, they like brushing under the rug. Like the cops like literally like brushing under the rug. And they were like,
that's that
yo,
power.
They're like, wait, no, something's wrong. Like, so
they probably
so
made I think, it look like, just like a regular overdose somebody, the first time around. And now it's like again. You're like,
I think like the families or somebody or them, something like that. They're like really asking them to do like research and stuff like that. They're like, something's got to be done.
That makes sense.
But you see, like young. People with influence just get away with shit.
They were young. I think they were like 21.
Oh, so over
or 20.
Age, but still.
They're over age, but they're still young. And to
still
be honest,
dead in your house.
Dead in your fucking house.
Guys are with also your don't drugs. Really age like that. Right. Guys don't really That's age crazy. As fast as women do. So they were definitely probably like 16-year-old minded, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thanks for dissing every guy.
Yeah, right.
On the fucking show. Like,
ow. Yeah. That hurt.
There goes one more fucking hole in the top 100.
It's gone like, now. Stop, guys. No. We're
it's
always taking
deeper
over.
And deeper.
Stop.
We just lost all the men, all the Trump supporters, all the fucking anybody that like has any sort of sincere care about rape, which is any fucking normal human being.
I was about to say, like, they don't put me in that category. I feel bad. Like, shit.
Yeah, we love everybody. You never know what you're going to get in the Question Behavior podcast.
Hey, he's about to lose two shows for being on here.
Stop. Don't do that.
That's cool.
Oh, man.
Nah, tell us jokes, though.
No. Come on.
I actually read something on that.
Tell us jokes.
I was reading something like this. I was reading this book by Judy Carter. Uh-huh. It's called Stand-Up Comedy. And, like, that's annoying when people be like, oh, tell us a joke. Because you don't go on stage and tell jokes. You tell comedy. Like, jokes is like... Oh, knock knock. Who's there? Like,
I feel you. It's
different. Yeah.
Do you know any still though?
Nah.
Asking a nice way.
All right, so can you like? All right,
tickets $30 like, February 8th at a.
All right. Well, who's
so
there?
There isn't any who's there then? Like,
oh man.
Nah, I heard about because one of my favorite comedians is Mike Epps,
mm-hmm.
And he was just saying like every time like you come up to him like. Cause he's known for the role of Day Day, and everybody be treating him like he Day Day. He said he be getting bad, like no motherfucker, I'm not Day Day.
It was like Epps, I drive a Lamborghini.
Yeah, like it's true though. Like you see a comedian, like make me laugh.
Yeah.
How do you feel about people asking you, like you know, they walk up to you and I'm like, oh my god, drop me a line. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
You gonna drop some lines?
He's like, I just so happen to have a mic, just like how Kelly pulled out some shit. He's gonna be like, here's a mic.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what kind of artist you are, because some people that's what they do, and some people make music differently. Mm. So I feel like it all depends on the artist.
Got you. Yo, you got a new face tattoo?
No.
All right. Were they both there before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh shit. I thought, like, I think for some reason, the top one, I felt like it wasn't there. It was like a year and a half ago.
Let me see your tattoos.
Some were they?
Why'd you get them?
Face tats. I always wanted one. I was trying to get one for a couple of years, but like the tattoo artist kept like saying no.
Okay.
And then I mean, I feel where they were coming from. They're like, yo, you fuck up your life. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, bro. But I was gonna wait till later, but I just was like, fuck it.
Get it
pretty
done.
Much.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, if it ever really was gonna like affect my life that bad, I could just get it removed or just put some makeup on it. Like, So I never really thought it was that big of a deal. Like how other people felt, you know. I felt like other people felt like it was bigger than how I felt.
You felt like it actually describes you, so you're just like,
yeah, like I was it? Like in my head since I was young, I always knew I was gonna do it. So It wasn't really a big deal when I went and did it.
Right.
Did it hurt?
No.
She always asks that because I think she like wants to get a big ass tattoo somewhere, and she's like,
no, because I know that should hurt.
I mean, tattoos hurt, but no, this one didn't.
I love my tattoos. This one didn't. I have a bunch of tattoos. My back is done. Yeah. I need to finish.
It's like, yeah, have you ever popped a pimple or anything? Like, that's probably like a worse pain. It was just like,
I'm like poking myself in the eye and shit, like trying to see, will it hurt? I was literally poking myself. But
it's straight up needle. Yeah.
Like other parts of your body hurt more.
Their tolerance, some people's tolerance is higher, some people's tolerance is low. The pain shit. Like.
You got that?
Me personally, that shit hurt.
Nah.
Virgin.
Like my ribs hurt.
Yeah.
That shit hurt bad.
Oh, you're a virgin comedian or?
Huh?
What?
Nah, I ain't got no tattoos.
Right.
I was like,
whoa,
is this like a whole gimmick? Like, is that part of your
that's
comedy?
Your thing? That's your thing, man?
You know why I don't fuck women?
Wow. Edison's got the jokes.
Get you booked.
Yeah, right?
Booked and busy.
That's all I have, though. Like, I don't have like a line after. So I just got the start.
Just
so someone's got to like.
Is that from something? I'm booked. That booked and busy.
Yes, it is.
I just got tagged something. That's why they put that. I'm like,
Love and Hip Hop. Shout out to Love and Hip Hop.
Mm.
Bitch, I'm booked and busy.
Oh, that was pretty on point.
He's been practicing.
Yeah. Yo, you might have to do a drop after and pretend you're Cardi B.
Hold it down.
Cardi Z. You know what I mean?
Cardi Z.
There you go.
How do you make jokes, though? How do you come up with them?
Like day to day experience.
How do you come up with comedy? He just explained that there's a difference. All right,
fine.
Jokes
comedy,
and comedy.
My bad.
Don't
how do you come up with your stand up comedy performance?
There you go.
Just like day to day activities.
So it's like part of your personal life and like shit that happened to you.
It could be possible. I take something from here and make it into something like.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to ask that. Are you gonna do that?
I can't tell. I don't know. You know what I mean? I ain't in the creative space right now.
But like, all right. So this is kind of like new to you. So how do you? First of all, like when you first got up there. How did you, you know, figure it out? How do you put your jokes together the first time around? Did you look at yourself in the mirror and kept fucking going over and over and over? No,
I actually took a class.
Oh,
at, nice. Helium Comedy Club in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And they teach you the format. They can't teach you how to be funny.
Do you put helium in? You do helium? Like helium balloons?
Nah.
I'm very serious. This is a very serious conversation because it says.
Do I do helium in my
joke? Like, no, because the helium is. Is it in the process because. The Academy is Helium Academy.
Oh, boo. That was out. See, that's why he's the comedian, all right? Boo.
Well,
y'all hard. All
right. Back to the fucking story.
Edit that out.
No, we're not editing that out. Everybody's going to know your corniness. Everybody's going to know.
She fully committed
to that too.
She had this face on, when is everybody gonna start laughing? Like
in my head, I was killing it. In my head, I was on the floor.
I took a class. All right, they told you the format.
Yeah, and then they tell you how to the structure of how to joke write or comedy write, and that's where we took it from there.
And then boom.
And then, we had a graduation show at the Helium Comedy Club in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time performing in front of people. And
gotcha.
Took off from there.
Mm. Damn. And then how did you get your follow-up shows?
Because I had a video recording of what I did in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody would tag this person and this person. With just word of mouth.
Oh, shit.
And then That's the best.
Yeah, and it just led. It was organic. And it just led. It wasn't no can you put me on this show? Can you put me on this show?
It's just leading. Good shit, man. Good stuff. We have another popper. We could have just popped to end the show.
That was a nice catch. Good job, guys.
Yeah. Gotta trust the quarterback, you know what I mean? Oh, it is empty. It's still popped, though.
Pop to you.
Right? He said, you will never look down the barrel.
Yeah, I should have never done that. That should have been the lesson number one.
Yeah, like, what are you doing, man? Yeah, like, I just simply said, just aim it toward you, like, oh, okay, it's empty.
I didn't think it was going to pop. There was nothing in it. All right. What are we popping doing? Oh, everybody's accomplishments in the new year and, you know, Ziggy, good shit. Yeah, getting paid right away.
All our resolutions.
Keep everything going up.
Get that fucking money, bro.
And the first kickback edition.
And and the first kickback edition episode.
Oh, yeah?
Woo!
Oh, damn, that was my accident, too. Hey. Thank God I wasn't looking at it. All right. All right, everybody, we're going to close out the show. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @the_QBPC. Why don't we go around the house and everybody give you a plug. Like, all right, Ziggy.
You can follow me on Instagram at @Ziggy_ITM. That's @ZIGGY_ITM.
Fresco, you're next.
Yo. Follow me anywhere on social media. All my platforms are the same. Fresco732 is PHRESEO732.
Jazz.
Follow me at the Queen of Critics.
It's not the Queen of Critics. Come on.
It's not. But I am.
Follow her at Queen of Critics.
Follow me at.
On Instagram.
Oh, well, let me try again.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
You about to get some random old lady follows.
Follow me at the Queen of Critics.
It's not the. It's, you don't have what? The. There's what no the it? Queen it's of Critics. Queen it's of just critics? Queen of Critics.
I just changed it. You got to give me a second. It's Queen of Critics.
You just changed it again? Or?
No. I just changed it. It's brand new. Like.
This is exclusive.
Yeah.
She just changed her Instagram name.
I just changed my Instagram. So
but she
like, said,
she's saying the wrong name. You're going to follow a page that doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
3 hours later.
All right, go ahead.
Call me.
We're done here. Derek. Yo, how many tries can you get? All right, Derek. DC.
Go ahead, Josh. Can you take?
No, DC. Just take it over, bro. TC, take over, bro.
You can follow me at Live It Up 973. That's on the ground.
Nah. Cool.
What's that on?
On the ground.
I'm a Grant.
Right. Follow me at Queen of Critics. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Everybody, tune in. 5 stars. Oh, boy.
What about yours?
Oh, it's @the_QBPC. Yeah.
But DC's has like mad underscores. It's
live it up.
Live it up underscore under each word. 973. Underscore. Yeah.
Live it up 973 underscore.
At Queen of Critics. Like,
if you search, it'll probably come up.
Yeah,
just go to the @the_QBPC.
And check on that page and you'll know.
Check on that page and you will see all of our.
Shout out to Jules Photos. He's in the building. Yes. He's doing a video today @JOULEZ_Photos.
There's a period in there. That's what I'm saying. Is there?
No,
right?
No. What the fuck? That's like no. It's Jules underscore it photos.
He does have a dot.
It's a dot.
When
it's
the
dot. Bear with us. We're all new to Instagram.
Hold up.
It's been a dot.
No, there's no way.
Getting used to this technology.
I tag him every day.
We all old heads.
There's no dot, guys. How do I know your Instagram is better than you guys, bro? What's going on over here?
Oh, there's an underscore. I knew there was something.
Yeah, Jules underscore photos.
He said,
yeah.
It's a dot. It used to be a dot.
Don't change it again, Darren. All the tags. I changed all the tags back up.
Just go to @the_QBPC.
Yeah, you'll see everybody who's on
all
the show.
Our Instagrams on there. Follow all of us under there. Make sure y'all head on over to iTunes. Make sure y'all rate us 5 stars. All that stuff. Okay. Drop comments. Show us some likes. Show us some follow. Make sure y'all stay updated. Okay. It's the first kickback edition. Thank you.
Like I'm big leads. Got the cuff, shit cop, trying to frisk me. Roll it up, couple tugs when the shit's deep. Don't call unless urgent, yeah, it gets on my nerves. Under wraps, no turban, yeah, been that way since birth. Perfect and exist, this shit came with a risk. But it's all that I love, ain't no calling it quits. Sizzle from the dribble, I shine bright like a star. Back then I barely had the money to put gas in my car. Ran with the homies, ducking police, putting weed in the gun. I put my hand across my heart, I knew I'd make it this far. On the block, on the steps.
On the steps.
Now we gone to the top, nothing less.
Nothing less.
And this life is as wild as it gets. Yeah. Really clear that I'm here, I'ma ride.
to the death. Run it up, young nigga, from the mud to the big league. Bye.